Good evening, everybody. Don't forget, we've got Jeff Gelman Seminars. We've got a seminar coming up in just a couple of days in Nashville, right outside of Nashville, actually in Franklin. It's a problem-solving seminar. You bring your dog. You can come as an audit. It's extremely affordable. Your life will change no matter what. It's great for dog trainers, shelter people, and dog owners alike. It's a highly human-centric seminar where you will be shown everything you need to know to get the dog that you want. I will work with your dog personally. It is just a wonderful time. So we'll see. You can go to Jeff Gelman Seminars, buy tickets there, jeffgelmanseminars.com. Don't forget, we also have Chicago and Mantua, New Jersey coming up as well. And that's in the end of April and the beginning of May, back-to-back weekends. They're definitely life-changing. Anyway, good evening, everybody. This is Jeff of Solid Canine Training and the wonderful Joelle. Hello, Joelle.
How are you? How are you?
Good. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. This is the What Would Jeff Do show. It's a weekly show, three times a week. Tonight is actually the last Wednesday we'll be doing. It'll be only Monday and Friday for now. The reason is because our coaching starts. We've got a 90-day fast-track coaching, and Joelle can put information up. But we've got incredible programs right now that have got, you can get every single course we have, plus a 90-day fast-track coaching to help you dramatically change your life and your dog. If you already have a lot of our courses, we also have just the 90-day fast-track coaching as well. And then don't forget that our community is going up to $997 from $377 in just 2 days, and it'll still be an incredible deal. If you're already at the $377 rate, you just keep renewing every year and you're locked in, and you've got an incredible deal for taking faith in us early. And it is a game changer. It has changed people's lives. It has changed people's lives, not just with their dogs, their actual lives.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic. It's just so fantastic. It's so empowering. It's so community oriented. There's no nonsense. There's no hate. There's no bullshit. There's no lies. It's just incredible. Anyway, for all the people that are watching on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Rumble, appreciate you. For all the people watching, listening on our podcast platforms, I appreciate you. If you're watching live, type in your questions, and Joel reads them, I answer them. If you're listening to the repeat, the replay, thank you so much. And if you like the show, share the show, rate the show. So, Joel, what do we have going on here?
Joyful Canine says, hey, everyone, just warmed up watching Jeff's interview on Bow Wow Bill's podcast 5 years ago. So motivating and empowering, clearly have not changed.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was a long time. I think
Jeff is like, you've never changed your tune
with anything. I didn't realize it was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, next.
Snuggle Buns says, hey, everyone. Hey, Snuggle Buns. Ryan said, seminars are worth more than their weight in gold. Oh, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, nice. Thank you. They're...
I think so.
Your life will change. Your
it's
life
way more than dog training.
It's so big. It's so big. Your life will change with your dog. You will learn so much. If you're lost, you'll learn a ton. If you are working hard but it doesn't seem to be working, you will learn what to do. If you are above your skill set as a trainer, we will get you up to par. And we used to do 26 of these a year, and we it was the most emotional year ever. I did it for 9 years. And then we took 2 years off, and now we're only doing like 3 or 4 this year. We just don't have time anymore. We just do not have time to be on the road. It sucks because I love doing them. And it'll be videotaped, and it'll go exclusively in the community. Another benefit of being in our community.
Yeah, if you guys have not jumped in yet for the $377 price, like this seminar, yeah. I'm going to film, and it's going to go into the community.
Right.
It's like that alone is worth the annual membership. Plus, you get Green to Graduate 1 and 2, plus all the other courses in there. Like, it's insane value.
Right. Next.
Snipo says, hi, do you think that bite work is good to get less reactivity or aggression?
Nope. I am a fan of bite work. the way you want to get any trainer that says teach bite work to get less reactivity and aggression does not know how to stop unwanted behaviors. There's a human, I'm a huge fan of bite work. I'm a huge fan of tug. I'm a huge fan of working dogs. Do not get me wrong. But I am seeing so many trainers, it's not even doing bite work. A dog is being leash reactive. They pull out a tug and they redirect the dog on the tug. I find that some of the stupid advice is in the world. Does a dog stop like reacting towards that dog? Of course it does. Does the dog ever learn how to walk calmly past a dog? No. If anything, you are increasing the dog's drive when it sees another dog. Why would you want your dog to go into high drive and do bite work when it sees another dog when you're trying to stop leash reactivity? You can't stop leash reactivity like that. Now, teaching bite work, you can teach bite work. You can actually teach bite work to an aggressive dog. That doesn't stop aggression though. In order to, because bite work is a reward-based thing. It does teach impulse control as well, but it's a reward-based thing. In order to stop any unwanted behavior, I'm spitting facts here, not opinions. In order to stop in unwanted behavior, you need to apply a punisher, which establishes an inhibitor, which stops an unwanted behavior. This is factual information. This is not my theory. This is the facts. And any dog trainer that knows how to stop unwanted behaviors will pretty much say the same thing. They might word it differently. It's not redirection. It's not a reward. It's not teaching alternative behavior. Now, believe it or not, that does not mean you don't do reward-based training. That doesn't mean you don't teach other behaviors. This is where everybody either doesn't have a fucking clue or is an outright idiot or can't add 2 + 2. But when I talk about stopping unwanted behaviors, oh, well, we teach down like this. I'm like, so do we. We teach down with food. We do clicker training. We do reward-based training. Like, I'm talking about, you know, Socrates. You're talking about Dr. Seuss. Like, get your fucking head screwed on straight and pay attention. Like, who does that? It's just like, are you listening? Open up your ears, get your hot pockets out. We're talking about stopping unwanted behaviors. Stick to the conversation. Oh my God, Jeff, what the fuck did you
damn,
just happen?
We're going to rant tonight.
But no, it's because we're seeing, I mean, I got 3 emails,
yep.
3 of them from people that went to a boarding train to stop aggression. I never want to know where they went, but they told me, and I went and checked them out just to see, because sometimes it's the owner. Sometimes the owner doesn't follow through. Sometimes the owner doesn't do the work. But I read the philosophies of all 3 of these places. None of them are going to stop aggression just by their philosophy. Reward only, no e-collars. No prong collars, which is fine if you don't want to do that. If you don't want to use a knee collar or prong collar, fine. But don't advertise you stop aggression unless you can be fully transparent on how you stop it. Positive reinforcement only as well. Like, really? How do you stop aggression? How? Explain to me step by step. We build a relationship with the dog, but you're full of shit. That doesn't stop aggression. You don't think the owners have a relationship with the dog? They're aggressive. That didn't work. Explain to me. So again, people are spending money and now they're broke and the dog is actually worse. We got free videos. Other good trainers have free videos that actually show their work. It's all the people, you know how someone has got a good video? Because they have a lot of haters. That doesn't include actresses playing dog trainers. But a lot of really good dog trainers out there that show their stuff, get a lot of shit online. That doesn't mean they're all good, but a lot of them are really good. Well, why do they get so much hate? Because the reward only people are not nice people. They're unprofessional. They don't know how the world works. And they go on and spread hate all day long. All day long. That's all they do. And I'm only bringing this stuff up because how many more people have to spend thousands of dollars on shitty training and get not only no results, but sometimes the dogs come back worse. Next.
Look who's here tonight. Easy Keto Dave. It's David Smith.
I know who he is.
Hey, David Smith.
I know where he is.
Where the hell have you been?
I know his fucking address.
Where have you been, David?
Okay.
He's like the OG of the
David, podcast. If your doorbell rings and there's a fire on your front steps, just do me a favor. Don't put it out with your foot.
A flaming bag of poop. Paulette says hello, everyone. Hey Paulette. Paulette, how are you? Oh, that's funny. I've seen David on here forever. Sam Davis says, Jeff Joel, happy Wednesday from Rumble. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Nicole said, Ryan, we're attending this weekend. Cannot wait. Yeah. Woohoo! We get to meet Nikki. That's very exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Jan says, howdy. Hey, Jan.
Hey, Jan. How are you? Jan, it's the third week in a row you said howdy. Okay?
So?
I'm just pointing
it out.
She is allowed.
No more southern twang on
it. I'm just pointing it out. It's the third week in a row. That's all we've gotten out of Jan. It's a howdy.
She listens. Curiel says, I'm planning on attending your Chicago seminar. Do I need to pay for my kids to be part of the training if they come?
How old are the kids? And most likely, yes. I mean, if they're like under 10, I'm probably not going to. I'll let them come in. But if you've got 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, I'll still save you some money. Just shoot me an email. I'll help you out. All right? But they don't get any food. Bring food.
My God.
Okay, kids are on their own.
It's a lie. We do lunch every day. Avi says hello all. Hey, Avi.
Hey, Avi. How are you?
Jasmine said, hi, this week has been good with introducing the micro prong collar on my 6-pound chi.
Good.
He shakes it down from where I place it, though. Is this okay?
Yeah, it's not the worst thing. Everybody.
Can you take one link out?
Yeah, obviously, try to take one link out. But this is the thing. Everybody gets their fucking panties in a bunch. Oh, my God. The collar is 2 centimeters too low. It's like, you know what? Even a prong collar on wrong, except for unless you turn it inside out, okay, it's going to work still because it's just a tool. Now, meanwhile, you still want to train your dog. So the reason why you still want to train a proper heel, because you don't want to just rely on the tool. Using the tool to help you leverage possible lack of skill sets, we train on tools, not because we need them. Joel and I personally train on slip leads, okay? But owners can't. So, well, you can teach the owner, can't you? Like, owners having a hard enough time as it is. We want to make life easy for the owner. So we want to empower them with knowledge and tools that will help them become better. And then as they learn, they get more confidence, then they have a better behaved dog. And then they can decide where they want to move on from there. Next.
Holy shit. Look at Jasmine's comment. She says, also, I've had good success with walking my chihuahua on the micro prong. At first, I was going to avoid the front of my building where he gets reactive, but I gave one correction and he was fine. Jasmine, didn't you just come into our world last week and you said, I can't wait to be one of your success stories? A week. And Jasmine's crushing it right now.
That's the norm.
That's what happens when you come into our world.
That's why
you get results.
Yeah, it's like,
and we've never met Jasmine.
And any good dog trainer, there's plenty of them out there.
She said, yes.
Can get dramatic results in one session. The first session they come to your house, they should blow you away with their skill set, their knowledge, not what they do with your demo dog.
With your dog.
We don't use demo dogs on purpose. Be careful about the demo dog thing. Big deal. The trainer's dog is trained and can do stuff. What does that have to do? Well, it shows their skill set. No, it doesn't necessarily. How do you know they trained it, number one? How do you know they trained it? Also, is it a high-drive working dog that's genetically sound, mentally sound?
Right.
Like, you're trying to tell me that somebody's Malinois is going to do the same as your nervous, fearful, shutdown dog?
Chihuahua.
It's like, give me a break. Such a fucking scam.
Oh, my God. This is such good energy on this podcast tonight. Freaking love you guys. God, I love this show. Let's see. I don't even know where to start. Snipo says one trainer told bite work is good to fulfill his needs, and then the dog is less reactive and aggressive.
Say that one more time.
One trainer told me, I'm assuming told me, bite work is good to fulfill his needs, and then the dog will be less reactive
Bullshit.
And aggressive.
Bullshit. Okay. Well, it fulfills its needs. It okay. A dog doesn't need to do bite work. Now, Malinois do some sort of tug. German Shepherds, okay. But just because you fulfill a dog's needs, okay, so there's, okay, here we go. Ready for this? I believe it's the world champion agility dog. World champion. I believe it was dog aggressive. It's very common in the competition world, not bite work, but dock diving and agility, but especially agility. Okay, competition obedience, rally. It's very common to have human and dog aggressive dogs. Very common. And anybody that's in that world will attest to that. The instructors often have aggressive dogs. So fulfilling a dog's need does not stop leash reactivity. You know what? Run the dog 20 miles a day. I bet you it won't be leash reactive. Why? It's too fucking tired to walk. So, like, again, you need to know how to stop. Now, should you do bite work? Sure, why not? But what happens is a lot of people spend a lot of time on bite work and not enough time on actually stopping the dog's unwanted behavior. Next.
Let's see. Oh my God, Holly said, howdy y'all, signing up for the 90-day fast track while listening.
You better.
Love it.
You better. We will ban you.
Man, everybody's going full send right now.
We will ban you for life, Holly.
Sam says, is litter mate syndrome a real thing? What is it and what's the protocol?
Okay. We recommend that people don't get two dogs from the same litter. We recommend it. It's like one dog is hard enough. Okay, we recommend it. I don't believe in litter mate syndrome. I believe in owners not having the knowledge to train two dogs at the same time that are the same age. That's all it is. If you gave me two dogs from the same litter, they would not have litter mate syndrome. If you gave me two dogs that have been diagnosed by a veterinary animal behaviorist for $800 that they've got litter mate syndrome, give them to me for a week. Guess what? Poof.
They don't have it.
They don't have it anymore.
Whoa. Do you want me to shut that off?
That's fine.
Our washer is going ham right now.
Okay. That's because we're drying.
It's so loud.
It's our sheets.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. From the RV. We're going on an RV trip tomorrow. Next.
$4.99 top chat from Holding On Dog.
Oh, Ashley.
Saying hi. Thanks for keeping us on point.
Oh, thanks, Ashley. Thank
you. You guys are the best. Joyful Canine. My clients got allergy meds. On vet document, it said, never use shock collars to stop licking. The dog is now a compulsive licker. Vet said, how would you like to be electrocuted for being itchy?
Did you ask the vet how
would you? I've been using Stim to deter the licking, right. Working great, but this made my client text me confused, really frustrated.
Right. So the first question you ask the vet is, how would you like to have your balls cut off? Sure. If it's a female vet, how would you like to have your uterus ripped out? How would you like it that every time you went to the doctor, they duct taped your mouth closed? Muzzle. How would you like it that every time you went to the vet, the dentist to clean your teeth, they knocked you out? How would you like it if you were killed at 10 years old? How would you like it if you ran around outside with no jacket, no clothes, and no shoes on your feet in the middle of the winter? You have a stupid vet. OCD behavior, which is what a lot of licking is, that could be stopped with an e-collar. And if the vet wants to look up the study that was actually done with special needs kids before everybody thought that electronic stimulation was mean, many special needs kids that did headbanging, OCD behavior, self-mutilation. They did an actual test. It is documented. It's a real test. It's not like a COVID test. It wasn't documented, the study, okay? All right, all the folks now that are suffering from the diseases, there's the test. But there was a test done, and what they did was, it's they show you the graph, they quote the numbers, they tell you exactly step by step how the test was done. There's kids that were institutionalized for all these behavioral issues. They started doing ECOUT, low stim, electronic stimulation. They stopped or dramatically went down. All of a sudden, people in the community are like, oh my God, that's so mean. So now what do these kids do? They're back in freaking hand and foot restraints. Helmets are back on, and some of them are restrained to their beds, and they're all heavily medicated again. So your vet doesn't know what they're talking about. Any vet that compares a human to a dog, it's time to find a new vet. Next.
Nardine says, can confirm. I have a 200-pound Mastiff and a four-month-old. Everyone's been visiting, and people cannot believe Steve holds place, etc. Boom. Yep. I also went from prong to e-collar after the live with Joelle, and Steve is doing great, and my mother will recover, LOL.
Good. Awesome.
Why? Is your mom not on board with e-collar?
I don't know.
I don't know that's either, but story. That's awesome, Snarty. It's good for you.
Because I didn't hear about a 200-pound dog prior.
Either.
Yeah.
Metal Chicks has said, good evening. Love hearing the success stories.
Yeah, there's tons. By the way, there's thousands of them. Thousands. So all of our success stories are our norm. It's our daily norm. It's our daily norm. It's fantastic to see.
Yeah.
It's one of the best feelings in the world.
Terry says, anyone that's new here, J&J's content is priceless. So much great stuff.
Thank you.
Terry. Priceless. We just got off a coaching call with our coach, because yes, coaches have coaches. And we were talking about the whole priceless thing tonight when it comes to...
It was a group call.
It was a group call, yeah. Priceless, baby. Joyful Canine, there is a trend going on around right now that if you have a working breed, you need to give them an outlet, such as bite work or agility. Otherwise, they will find other outlets.
Well, I think you can see that with any dog. Any dog. You have to do stuff with your dog. This is like, it's like, oh, you know what's really common? Kids going to school or else they'll be stupid. It's like, no shit. We homeschool. And I also believe in like street smarts as well. And I believe in self-education actually more than I believe in institutionalized education. But of yes, agility, bite work, dock diving, those are all fantastic. But you know what else is an outlet? Obedience training, high speed drills, accountability. Chuck it. Run with your dog. Your dog for a walk. That's an outlet.
Yeah.
Next.
Snardine says, my mom cries at the thought of the e-collar, but there was no question if it was between my dog behaving with kids or not. Zero regrets. Also going through your e-collar training this week, I couldn't make it live, and it is so, so, so worth every penny.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, it's funny because I don't know how old you are or your mother is, but let's assume your mother's at least 50, 60, right? Unless you're like 18 and she had you at, you know, 20, she's younger. But let's assume she's like 50, between 50 and 60. Like, she should know better. Sorry, but she should know better. I'm 58. Things were different back then with dogs. We don't have a problem like applying a Punisher to our dog. It's not a bad thing to do.
Your dog will love the off-leash life too.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that for whatever reason, e-collars are just like high corrections. It's like, no, because I'm sure as you're going through the training, you're probably like, holy shit, like this is a whole communication system. So your dog's going to have freedom like he's never had before.
Right.
It's beautiful, really. Let's see. Brittany just jumped on, but if you're debating on a 15-minute with Jeff, go for it. It's so nice to be able to talk about what you want from your dog. It was all about what we want and how you guys can help specifically to our lives versus just generalizing the information. Mm. We'll be doing the full send and seeing you 2-3 times a week. Oh, yay. Brittany's joining Fast Track. Love it.
Brittany, make sure you sign up.
Let's see. Avi said, what color is the sky on the planet these people come from? To think you can reward bad behavior and it will go away. It's counterintuitive.
It's a good story, Avi. It's an easy sell. It's a really easy sell. The truth is a hard sell. That's the bottom line. Like, we could put dogs, we can put fluffy, cute, cuddly dogs up. By the way, I've got an 18-week-old Frenchie that I went to.
One-on-one?
I did a one-on-one. Yeah, I'll give you the pictures. We can do all kinds of stuff. Only show clicker training, only show fun agility, only show dogs doing fun stuff. In fact, we can show a birthday party for the dogs too.
Right.
We can show.
We do that though.
We can show.
But we also live in reality.
We can show so many things to get a bigger following, to make people like us more. But we're not being authentic.
Yeah.
We rehabilitate dogs. There's like.
And interestingly enough, though, because of our audience and who we are speaking to, when we do get puppies in, people don't pay that much attention. People, they're like, yeah, no shit, it's training a puppy. Like,
people don't care.
It's not that they don't care, well, but I think
it's not as indirect, it's not as polarizing.
The people who find us because they're struggling,
yep,
not because they have a puppy who just needs basic stuff.
Right.
Or like, they find us once the puppy has started now displaying bad behaviors. Right. Like, whereas we do all the proactive stuff with puppies, so we don't really see that.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but like today, I did an 18-week-old puppy.
He must be so little. Like a Frenchie, aren't they like
he was potatoes? He's not tiny, you know, but he's good. But we actually did a few things, but one of the big things we did was he was afraid to go down the steps. They live in an apartment complex, and they're cement steps, and there's like a gap in between each step.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But he was afraid to go down the steps, and he's capable. He jumps up on the couch, so he can go down the steps, but he was afraid to. Mm-hmm. And what did we do? We got him to go down the steps. By the third rep, guess what he was doing? Boom, 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 down the steps.
Yeah.
It's like so it's massive confidence building. Next.
Snardine says, I'm 38 and my mom is in her early 70s and she's been dragged across the lawn taking her out for me.
Yes.
Still cries. That's why Steve is my dog and she has little yappy things on.
Right. So it's like, so she's old school. She should know. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be disrespectful to your mom, but she should know better. Come on. You're 38. Okay. How did she raise you? How did she raise you from 5 to 10 years old? How did she raise you? How did she raise you as a teenager? Oh, what's her name? What's the person's name?
Snardines.
Snardines. Give Snardines everything she wants. She's an angel. She'll never do anything wrong. Oh, you came home half an hour late? We'll still give you the $20. You know? It's just like, no. I highly doubt it. If it did, you were a unique person on the block. I'll tell you that much.
Brittany, I might as well get rid of my cable because I'll be watching all the all access courses. I love it.
Yeah.
But Brittany's a good example. Brittany came to us first because her Corso was reactive, and now she is training her puppy with our content.
Mm-hmm.
So Brittany is like, I would say, part of like the 5%, and she's like, I'm going to do this thing way, be proactive.
There's so many people.
Even with training puppies, there's a lot that needs to be troubleshot if you really want to advance that puppy. I think a lot of people get to a certain standard and they're like, oh, good enough.
There's a big difference.
Only a puppy.
But there's a big difference too between training, rehabbing a dog with a problem and be proactively training a puppy too.
Yeah. It's like, but when you want to start advancing that puppy, I feel like that's where a lot of people,
they keep it in puppyhood too much.
They're left like,
yeah,
where do I go from here? Yeah. There's not a lot of information to get past that out there.
Yeah.
Mitchell says, my dog's hackles raise every time we go past another dog. She doesn't go after the dog, but I can tell she's in a heightened state of mind.
Yeah.
Should I stim until the hackles stay down and the attention is on me?
Yeah. So, Mitchell, great question. I'm glad you worded it like that because, yes, your dog is loading or in a heightened state of mind. This is the thing. A couple of questions I would ask you. Does it ever go past that? So hackles up is not the worst thing, but does it ever go past that? Okay. Now, whether it does or doesn't, you can definitely start fishing around with the e-cower, meaning, you know, what level, you don't know what level. Am I going to do a lower level, a medium level, higher level? Am I going to do momentary? Am I going to do continuous? Try role-playing it. Also, maybe expand the distance a little bit. Now, the dog doesn't necessarily have to look at you. So be careful there. You can teach that, but it doesn't need to. The dog just has to stop having its hackles up. But organically, for a lot of folks that don't even teach, like, look at me, the dogs will start looking at you because now you're valuable. You're valuable. Next.
Road Dogs Rehab said, wow, color of the sky where you come from. The question is, what planet are they from?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, obviously we don't mean to like be mean to people, and it's not anybody in particular, but dogs are fucking dying, folks.
I just don't think people give dogs enough credit either. Like, cause someone mentioned this the other day, like in the community, and they're like, again, like, I'm not gonna, like, we don't bash trainers and things, but they're just like, if people think dogs can't connect the correlation between action and punishment, then why are dogs capable of connecting the correlation between action and reward? Like, people don't give dogs enough credit.
Why do dogs survive in freaking nature?
Yeah.
You have to be pretty correlating, yes, to be able to survive in nature. Oh.
All actions have consequences, both good, right, and negative.
So those are the animals we stay away from. Those are the animals we kill and eat. I get it.
It's pretty simple.
Okay. Ooh. Those are the berries we eat. Those are the berries we don't eat. Oh, that's the body of water I don't try to cross. That's the body of water I do try to cross. It's like, oh, I sleep under something safe, hopefully at night. It's like, dogs are...
They're pretty smart.
They're pretty smart. Okay. They're so, that's why people are like, oh, they'll learn easy. Yeah. But they'll also learn how to do the wrong things easy. Next.
Joyful Canine said, I also don't really like to encourage those high energy dogs having agility as an outlet because it still doesn't teach them to settle or have an off switch. Yeah. But I'm also getting this question often.
Yeah. But again, I'm not against agility, rally, competition, obedience, bite work. I'm not against any of those things. Dock diving. I'm not against those things. I'm just stating that that's a choreographed routine that is no indication, believe it or not, that's no indication of how the dog is going to be off the field. Also, a lot of those trainers don't know how to stop unwanted behaviors. Believe it or not, a lot of trainers that try to get the dogs to be more drivey don't know how to actually get them to actually relax. That doesn't mean they're bad trainers at all. It just means it's like, by the way, I don't know how to teach agility. I don't know how to teach competition obedience.
It's all a different skill set. But that's why, right, when people try to lump dog training in one category, it's like, you can't.
Stay in your lane.
Everyone specializes, yeah, in their own thing. Yeah.
It's no different. Period. It's no different than a...
It's like doctors. It's like you have pediatricians, right, you have eye doctors, you have foot doctors, you have heart doctors. Like, sure, they're all medical doctors, but they're, right, different. There's different categories.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Sid says, evening all. Hey, Sid.
Hey, Sid.
Ryan said, we're in the Southeast. Howdy and hey are standard. I know.
I know.
We know.
We know. We're in the South.
Hey, y'all. Kim says, how yin's doing tonight? Hey, Kim.
Okay. That's the deep South.
Holly says, what did Holly say? She's like, I've been saying, where did that one go? There it is. By the way, I've been saying howdy to you all on your shows for 7 years, and I am from Texas. Are you from Texas? I thought she was Arizona, like,
but this
born
thing,
and raised.
You're saying, okay, what is she saying? Howdy, y'all?
Howdy,
okay,
y'all.
You're saying howdy, y'all. Jan is just saying howdy.
So oh, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
God.
I guess there's a difference.
Avi said, Freya's heel has been better off leash. Actually, fantastic, sure, off leash today.
Awesome. Yeah, so Avi drove down from New Jersey. We actually featured his go home on our Instagram page. He actually slept in the RV here. And by the way, I'm burning his sheets. I'm not walking them. It was a pleasure to meet him. Pleasure to meet,
yeah,
him. Yeah.
Jasmine said, yes, LOL. Thank you. Yeah. 1 week in our world. Mm-hmm. So excited
that's,
for you.
That's,
you're only scratching the surface. Stick around.
There's so much you can do.
I'm glad we didn't scare you away though.
We often do.
Brittany,
that's another thing. Read that one. Like we can have a bigger audience on our
school. Oh yeah, so here. Much bigger. If we weren't like straight shooters,
if we weren't like
bullshit people.
But we also can be very inappropriate, and it's like it's a podcast. It's supposed to be entertaining.
That's how you find your people. Yes. That's why our community is so great, because everybody pretty much has the same sense of humor.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Apex Canine, hey guys, been a while since I've caught alive. Hope you both have been doing well. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we've been doing well. Hope you're doing well as well.
Oh my God, Sam. Sasha went to an eval with a place in my town. It was great. She was honest, was impressed with my obedience. I told her I use solid canine and she said, good. At the end, she said, I'm going to be honest with you. You might just have a whining dog. And I said, wow, I feel like I'm talking to Jeff and Joelle. Damn it, Sasha. You might just have a whining
dog. Actually, I mean, they do exist.
Had a few.
Whining can be eliminated. Whining can be eliminated. Barking obviously can be eliminated, but whining can be eliminated. But I will say, in my 20-year career, 10,000 dogs, you know.
I can think of two off the top of my head that we couldn't stop their whining.
One of them was the Doberman. I can think of.
The Doberman and the Pitty.
Yep, and there are some dogs that just whine. I remember this one Doberman. It never stopped whining.
It was so bad.
It just didn't stop. And it's like, and we're really good at getting rid of whining. We have a lot of ways to get rid of whining. It didn't work.
Yep.
We couldn't get this dog to stop whining. It got a little bit better, I think, but it was still there.
Apex Canine said, I train personal protection dogs daily, and I can vouch you are correct. Dog and people aggressive dogs are very common.
Yeah. Yeah, I love watching, you know, sport dogs, you know, and then there's the big argument. That's like, and also, even if you want to talk about like different communities, like a police dog canine is different than a sport dog. And those two love to argue. It's like, these are two different worlds. You know, one's playing for points, one's playing for life and death. So next.
Mark says, speaking of teeny dogs, a coworker has a little 4-pound poo of some sort.
Wow.
A poo.
I blow out 4-pound poos daily.
She, the owner, that is disgusting, actually is a very good trick trainer, but how does she stop excessive barking? E-collar, the dog's neck is so small. I don't think an e-collar would
be a bonker. Fit. No, and then bonk.
For a little dog, you can use a kitchen towel.
Yeah, just no, neck. Bonk. And you don't even have to release it sometimes. Or, oh yeah, I wouldn't even do a leash pop. I would do a bonker. No.
Alicia says, so excited to see you guys this weekend. Oh my God, yay. You're coming to Nashville too.
Awesome.
Road dogs rehab. It's not that humans don't give them enough credit. It's that they can only function within their training, education, indoctrination. You beat me to the doctor analogy.
Yeah, I think you've got a great, great point there. I think a lot of people's bubble. So let's say their bubble of information that they have, or their bubble of knowledge. A lot of people, obviously, it doesn't make sense. You don't believe it. If it's like, but it's out of your learning spectrum, or it doesn't make sense at all. Mm-hmm. So I think. It's applicable to a lot of things. Also, there's a lot of people that are headline readers. They love to repeat things, but it's like you ask them more about it though, to get into detail about it. They actually are like, oh, that sort of makes sense, I guess. It's like, I know, because you've been parroting a headline. You never actually put much thought into it or researched it, you know. Next.
Sam says, if prong collars are generally safer and more effective, when is it advantageous to use a slip lead?
Well, the reason why we can use a slip lead is because it's just to basically make sure the dog doesn't run away. But we do a slip lead e-collar combo. Anytime there's any force though, you know, on the neck, you're not necessarily training the dog. So it can, but prong collars are, a slip lead is probably the most dangerous, but we're not also, dogs aren't pulling on them. If we were working with a pulling dog, we start many dogs on prongs, but then they can move to a slip lead because they're under voice control now. But anytime if there's excessive pressure on a slip lead, you can kill the dog. But for us, just tossing a lead over the dog, because most of the dogs we have are off-leash trained that we train, and the slip lead is there just for legalization, basically. Next.
Sammy, sweetheart, how do you teach your dog to stay in a sit or down in the car?
So I would get a green to graduate program.
Same way you teach it out of the car.
Out of the car, but you would do it down. Down would be preferable. It's a more rested position, both mentally and physically. And you train it the same way you would train it out of the car, doing foundational work. First of all, start by training it out of the car. You do your foundational work first. It's a reward-based program, teaching down but with leash pressure. And we've got videos on it. There's free videos on it. So to teach duration down normally, that's a lengthy conversation, and teaching the vehicle is a lengthy conversation. But teach it out of the vehicle first and then in the vehicle. And we e-cow train the dog, so the dog then, if it ever breaks command, even while you're driving, you can give the dog a light tap and it goes back into a down. You don't do that today. You don't do that if the dog doesn't understand the conversation between the e-cower and the dog. But that's how you end up doing it. But it's a process. But we've got videos on it. So we really have videos on it. It's much easier to get the videos. It's called Green to Graduate. You can fully off-leash train your dog. Next.
Sawblade Entertainment said, got good news. We got jogging down while in a heel. Awesome. Good
nice.
For you.
Nice.
Sunka Canine Training said, this is Wanda. Almost 8 years ago, Vijo, the Doberman, and I followed your advice and attended a Chicago seminar. Mm. I turned Vijo and I around, and we thank you. It truly was a life-changing experience.
Yeah. That's, wow, that's great.
8 years ago. Wow.
8 years, yeah. It's always great to hear people from, like, I've got some OGs that doing this for a long time.
That some of your OG clients are now sending you their second dog.
Or even third dog sometimes. Dog. Yeah. Because I might have started their other dog when it was older.
Right.
Or they just they added another dog.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately dogs die, you know, and then you grab another dog. So yeah, it's really, it's exciting. And we're getting dogs now from all over the country. And we're starting a VIP program where we'll do a board and train and then deliver the dog to you and spend 5 days with you. It's to be a large investment on your part. You just imagine 5 days, airfare, hotel, dog training. It's a lot, but that's a program. It's a VIP program.
Yeah. Next. Willing to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Sam says, Rant Wednesday at its finest. Where's J-Ron? Haven't seen anyone here in forever.
Hey, we haven't seen J-Ron.
He'll see him on Instagram here and there. He checks in.
Does he?
Super's just living his best life.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't need us anymore.
Super was intense. He was the first, like, hard dog that Courtney ever rehabbed. I remember we had just onboarded Courtney, and she had done, like, a couple weeks of training with me. And I'm like, all right, Courtney.
Let's go.
He was wild.
Yeah. That dog.
Jasmine said, oh, thanks, everyone. It was a huge moment for me. One week, and then he stopped pulling me down the street.
Isn't that awesome?
He's been getting away with pulling me down the street for 3 years. Her little chihuahua pulling her down the street.
Who's that?
Can you imagine? It's Jasmine.
Jasmine, have you ever thought of just stopping?
Yeah, but that only works temporarily.
I know, but I mean, just thought about stopping. Like, stop walking. The dog will stop pulling, you know?
So now she's got the walk. He's not reacting. That's and now great. She's training her obedience.
That's awesome. Your life is going to change. I'm telling you, it's it is so much fun to have a trained dog with you going places. Like, we're going to Nashville with two of our dogs in the RV.
We're going
to
stop and do some hiking and stuff. And like, back, most likely.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Next.
Kim says, I know a trainer who trains competition scent work, and they have a lot of badly behaved dogs in those groups.
Oh, yeah. Well, scent work's another thing. Scent work is fun, too. Yeah. I mean, most dogs doing scent work, remember, they're doing it by themselves usually. Oh, but Jesus. Criminy.
Someone fart.
Someone.
Wes just pooped. Don't blame him. He just pooped.
No, his anus is facing
his
this way.
His pipes are clear.
No, he's facing this way. Tex is facing that way.
Don't blame my dog. His pipes are clear. He just pooped.
They're clear of poop, but not gas. The gas is building up.
Whatever. Sam says, so happy for you, Jasmine. Best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
I love this community. Haley says, is stubbornness a trait in dogs or learned behavior?
Yes. I think that stubborn is lack of motivation. You can unstubborn a dog in 3 seconds. You can, you know, stubbornness is manipulation. I mean, here's a good example. The first, when I trained the dog to go down the steps today, it put on the brakes and it wouldn't move. Is that being stubborn or it was afraid of the steps, right? You know, I think when you walk a dog down the street and they all of a sudden stop and plant themselves, they're probably being stubborn unless it's 110 degrees out, you're on your 10th mile. But most of the time what happens is take the leash off. They'll probably run around. Please don't take the leash off. But it's a good example. You knew if your dog was at a park and you took the leash off or in your backyard, it would run around like crazy. It's so stubborn is just an unwanted behavior that can be stopped like any other unwanted behavior. Next.
Ray says, I got a new puppy. Congrats. I think she's a mix of Great Dane. She nips at my daughter. Uh-oh, while she's running around. Any tips would be appreciated.
No tips. You need a consult. You need to consult.
Definitely going to stop that.
There's because you have to train child and train dog, and it has to be stopped. It has to be stopped because it's only going to get worse. It's not a phase. Yeah, so let's stop that. But I need to know a lot of information on that. Next.
GB Bot said, recently worked with a dog that blew through all tools with their handler. I started with the e-collar, and the dog is showing some great responses. Fresh tool with a lot of clarity. She's a pointer.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good nice. For you. Yeah, once you learn how to communicate with the dog and the way the dog learns, yeah. It's incredible.
Kim said, my friend did the electronic, I think, whatever, treatment for major depressive disorder, ECT.
Yeah.
Electronic current.
Yeah. Something. So there, it was
my
way,
eyes are so dry.
It was way more popular when I was younger. I knew a couple of people that actually went through it. But electronic stim has been around for a lot of years. They've done it for many, many different ailments. But there's some great stuff for a lot of the repetitive OCD behaviors and then dangerous behaviors with children and adults. Yeah, I don't think people understand special needs children, special needs adults. I don't think they realize like what's going on in the special needs world. And I think that's even getting woke where like you're not even allowed to do, there's like 5 restraints you're allowed to do, and the handler can get hurt. And a lot of them, most people that work in special needs and behavioral centers, they get injured often. They get injured often, and they've got to bathe like right after work because you're usually covered in shit and piss and not their own. Next.
Dog trainer Niagara said, hey guys, back from vacation and checking in. Missed you guys.
Nice.
Oh, we missed you too.
Awesome. Hope you had a good time.
Joyful Canine said, thanks. I'll get my client to watch the replay. He's working. Not sure he joined. You always explain the most clear.
Thank you.
Kathy, totally believe the top agility dog is reactive. Training a dog to be neutral in the world is harder than teaching obedience rally. That stuff's fun and easy for me and my dog.
Mm. Yeah. It definitely is fun to do. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think training neutrality is probably,
it is.
It's the hardest and it's often the missing thing in most training programs.
Yep.
Like there's so many dogs who do great at competition and then in the real world, they fall apart. And when we talk about it, we get shitloads of hate.
It's incredible.
We get shitloads of hate.
Your average agility course.
Go look at the video of Cade that's tagged on it's pinned to our Instagram.
Yep.
It's like 450,000 views on it. And half the people are saying like, that's bullshit. There's no way that dog's titled. There's no way that dog competes, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but he does. Like he literally will.
Here's,
he will come to a screaming stop and go into a plot.
He does a down
in the field.
So imagine a dog that can run halfway across a football field and you yell plots and the dog goes into a perfect down stay. Now imagine that same dog, it's on a leash next to you and you say down. Or plots, doesn't really matter actually. And the dog looks at you like, what are you talking about?
And there's a squirrel over there that I'd rather
What are you talking about? It's because the dog's not on the competition field because it was only competition trained, not trained for the real world, not just this particular dog, but many,
many,
many, many, many dogs. Or dogs are trained inside training centers, which is a good start, but they're never trained out in the real world and it doesn't translate. Many dogs. Next.
Avi said, J and J are priceless.
Thanks, Avi.
Constance said, agree. Thanks, Constance. We love you guys. Brittany said, I might have already read that. Get rid of her cable. Constance said, did Jeff say Frenchie?
Yeah,
we have a one-on-one.
It was a, I don't know if I'm saying it the right word. Is it a furry Frenchie or a,
that's a thing.
Or a long hair? It's furry. It was a furry Frenchie. Yeah.
Is it fluffy? I want to see. I didn't get to go because I was slammed with work. Joyful Canine said maybe the seniors would use a bonker, closest thing to the rolled up newspaper.
They would use,
believe it or not, yeah.
They would use a chancla.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
They would do a chancla.
It is furry.
Mm-hmm.
Joyful Canine said puppies require a lot of patience, repetitions, and exhausting training. The owners, I'm always exhausted after, lol. Rehab, you have those goals, also exhausting, but it's a different feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a fluffy, not furry, fluffy.
Oh, fluffy, guys.
I guess they're all furry.
Fluffy. Yeah. Oh, fluffy, yeah.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
What a cute little angel.
Yeah.
See, we train nice dogs too.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's
so cute.
Jasmine said, my grandmother is 88, and I told her on FaceTime that I was retraining my dog, and she said, finally, I told you a long time ago to discipline that dog and keep him outside. A house dog is new school to her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's old school grandma. Damn right.
That's awesome. People, she says, finally.
It's so funny. It's like, this is the thing about, like, I mean, unfortunately, there's not enough people from, you know, after World War, you know, before World War II around anymore. But, like, let's talk about World War I, World War II. Let's talk about the different wars. Let's talk about the Depression. Let's talk about, you know, immigrate even earlier than that, immigrating from the East Coast to the West Coast across, you know, the Great Plains. You know, let's talk about, like, you know, even the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Let's talk about all of, like, the hardships that people had back then. Mm-hmm. And now we've got, like, you know, soft people, you know, men and women were both harder and children were harder back then. Now everybody is soft, you know, because, you know,
well, what's the saying?
Good times get soft people. Soft people get bad times. Bad times get strong people. And we're about to go into a very, very bad time. So the problem is a lot of people are starting at negative 100. You're not even at zero. So you're going to have a long way to climb up before you even start being, you know, getting a clue. Next.
Lenny says, I have a 4-month-old English bulldog. He loves dragging behind me on walks, and I'm constantly needing to hurry him up. Am I being too hard on him, and how should I address this?
Okay. So, is he injured?
Sounds like a bulldog to me.
Oh, no, he's a bulldog?
He's an old English bulldog.
So, I mean, old English is, you know, but so make sure still they can be injured, okay?
Yeah.
Is it too hot outside because you've got a breathing issue? And also, how long have you walked? Okay. If we're talking about, like, once around the block, quarter mile, half mile, and it's, you know, 70 degrees and below, 80 degrees and below, and the dog is not injured, if you have a prong collar and you just did a couple of pops, if you have an E collar, you hit down the continuous button, you gently started increasing stim, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, that's getting hot.
It's only 4 months, so it's probably
not an easy. Oh, it's only 4 months old. Yeah. Oh, it also could be just the stage of life it's going through right now. Really, really nervous. I'm not and not real confidence enough. So just do short walks up and down the driveway, go house to house, you know, just get him used to things. There's a lot of nerves that go on right now. Next.
Ray says, how long would you work on training with a puppy per training session? I feel like I'm asking too much after about 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
Depends on the age, but yeah, 30 minutes
like,
for a puppy.
If we're talking like 8 to 14 weeks old, 30 minutes is more than enough. You can actually do a bunch of 15 minutes if you want to. And then also start practicing duration time and start making sure you're doing your confidence building, you know, over, under,
rest
through things.
Rest in the kennel.
And then
naps in the kennel.
Plenty of downtime too. All right, next.
Kim said, that's Pittsburgh, Jeff.
Hmm?
The slang she said earlier already. What's happening or something like that. She said some like weird slang.
That's Pittsburgh?
I guess so.
I don't know. I've been to Pittsburgh before.
Brittany said 1,000,000%. We got through all the basics and you get to this stage of the dog is like 75% listening to you. Mm-hmm. And then there's this in-between stage of now what? I can see why people stop here because he does good enough. A lot of trainers are like, well, he does his commands or he isn't reactive or he walks nicely.
Right.
But we talked about how the dog is starting to play us and how some of those behaviors are going to turn into being beyond annoying. And I want more of him.
Absolutely.
And the factor of a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that a lot of times people, if things get, it goes both ways. If things get easy or difficult, it's like, well, things are pretty good now. I think I'll stop. Things are too difficult now. I think I'll stop. It's like, no, plow through both of those situations.
Yeah.
Plow through both those situations.
Obviously, those purely positive folks are some special kind of special.
Yeah, I mean, let's not discount. There are some really good reward-based trainers out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so they have a skill set. Don't get us wrong. You need to be able to shape and train behaviors.
I mean, some of them are fucking wacky as hell. But some of the people in our community
really are good.
Yeah, there's some really, really good dog trainers out there.
They can train some really cool shit, but it doesn't stop aggression.
Right.
That's really our big shtick. Is that the correct word? That's our shtick.
Are you speaking Yiddish?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the right word.
It's like, we're not discounting that like positive rewards is not powerful.
That's how we train dogs.
That's how we train what we want.
Yes.
But the dog needs the full picture.
Yeah.
It's like, give it some context. What are you trying to teach?
Yeah.
That's all. That's our shtick. Can't think of a better word for it.
Right. Okay.
Jan says, oh, well, old Texas gal here, born and raised, found solid canine training, looking for help, food aggressive golden retriever, then found the out away from people, which saved our mental health. Thank you so
good
much.
Good for you. Yeah. Love and there's people don't, and I talked about that on this morning's Wake the Fuck Up with Jeff show about the costs of having a badly behaved dog. Everybody's like, people don't understand that, like, mental health costs, opportunity costs, you know, you've got to put your dog in day. You can't get your dog in daycare. You can't board your dog. You can't take your dog on a trip. Like, there's,
you can't even have someone watch the dog because it's dangerous as hell.
Right. There's so many other costs. And then, but state of mind to the human, you know, remember, we're a human centric business. Next.
Carol said, can an off leash trained dog run alongside a bike?
Oh, wait, I do it all the time.
My God, yes. Yeah. It's so good.
Tex and Wes both do it.
Obviously, it depends on the dog. Yeah, can they? Yeah, don't take some arthritic old dog.
Yeah, but then also, but are they trained too?
Yeah.
So what you do is, we have actually free videos on a lot of our courses on how to train a dog to walk on next to a bike without, like, because you have to watch out for the back tire where the chain is. You have to watch out for the dog getting ahead of you and cutting in front of you, because you can both go down for the count. So next.
I feel like we have to put that disclosure before everything. It's like disclaimer. That's the word. It's like, don't take your arthritic dog riding on bikes with you.
Right.
Like, hey, don't have your 10, 12-year-old dog with hip issues doing hit it off the wall.
And all of our free how to ride your bike with your dog, we have to have a disclaimer that says, don't go 250 miles with your dog at a time.
Yeah. No, we're the common sense dog trainers. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Joyful Canines, why do police canines not have a good, but sport dog, a good what? I saw last night where the guy was able to sue the police department. The dog did not release him for nearly 9 minutes. Wouldn't it be of the utmost importance to have an actual police canine release immediately upon command? That was scary, and the dog regret and went for his leg when the guy went to move.
Oh, did he redirected? I mean, not redirected. They're supposed to always be.
I'm assuming these are typos.
So this
re-gripped,
is
maybe.
So re-gripped. So this is the thing. Sport dogs trainers can do a verbal out, and they can do an out.
Hold on right here. She says, you would think that police canines would be on remote, but instead he just pulled him up by the collar until he eventually
released on him. Like I was saying, so police dogs, sport dogs know a verbal out. They can come off the bite, and they can return to their handler, and they can also stop going forward and be called off. In most states, accreditation for police dogs, those are also requirements to get to be certified. But a lot of the master trainers of the police departments don't want their dogs coming off the bite with a voice. They want to do a tactical release, which is choking off the dog. It does not take 9 minutes to do. That's the problem. So most likely, I'm not an expert, and nor did I know what video you're talking about. And this is not against, this is not commentary on this video, but chances are it was handler error. There's a proper way to do a tactical release to choke out a dog. You can also use many canine officers also carry bite sticks as well. It looks like a Swiss, now they look like, you can get them to look like a Swiss Army knife, and there's just a little spoon and you go right there and you push down on the tongue. But for some reason, he was probably not, or she was not able to get a good grip on the dog. And then what happens is, when you mount the dog and you pull it backwards, so it can't redirect on you, can't redirect on the other officers or the person that was getting bit. But the dog is trained historically to hold on until the bad person is fully restrained and in control, because they use the dog for pain. You know, pain management is, you know, really, pain control is really, really powerful. Next.
Virgin Mary, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you for being here.
I feel like we say that every time. It never gets old. Virgin Mary is probably like, shut the hell up, you guys. What number on the educator is considered shock? When I put it on 40, he gets upset, though. When there is another dog, he sort of ignores it at 40. Anything below, he tends to almost completely ignore.
Right, okay. So first of all e-cowers are shock cowers. It's universal. So I think what you want to know is, how do you stop your dog from a behavior? Always keep in mind, Virgin Mary, that when you have a dog that is just calm, the levels are always lower. When you have a dog that is aroused in drive or there's high levels of distraction, your levels are going to be higher. So a 40 with distractions might as well be a 15. So don't worry about what it's called, a shock or not. What level do you need to go up to get your dog to pay attention to you? It might be 60, might be 70, might be 80. I don't know. We have dogs that blow through 100 and they don't care. So keep that in mind. Don't worry about the number. Just look at the dog while you're dialing up, and then the dog will tell you what works. And then you know, but always remember to go back down. If the dog is always doing the same behavior wrong over and over again, and it takes you that higher number to stop the dog, that's your new number for that day. Next.
Sunka Canines and Vico recently passed away, and we're in the process of training 6 new Dobermen. Thank you so much for all your advice. Sorry about that. So sorry.
It sucks. Losing a dog sucks. Yeah.
Joyful Canines, it's stubbornness is lack of motivation. Amazing line. I've never actually heard that. I won't forget it.
Jesse, I've been saying it for a lot of years, and you're at all of our shows. Pay attention. Next.
Haley said, is there a timeline for behavior mod with dogs like there is with kids? With kids, it's something like a year of practice behavior will take 1 month to recondition, but only 3 days to regress back with no conditioning.
I think I'm not going to compare humans to dogs, but as far as the timeline, I think there's a lot of factors in there. We have dogs that are just not wired right. It's like Groundhog Day every single day. We have dogs that don't care about certain punishers. So then you've got to take time to figure out what does work. I think that there's all, and I know, I mean, I don't think, I know there's also something called association. So when a dog goes home, say from a boarding train, it associates that property, those people, with usually the unwanted behavior or certain behaviors. So yes, it's easier for the dog to regress. So that's why we tell owners, like, 60 days, go hard. Technically, it's going to be a lifetime of you don't have to do drills, but it's just a lifetime of work, because it's all part of living, actually. So I don't know the exact formula, but behavior mod usually depends on what you're trying to modify. It doesn't take a year, that's for sure. Next.
Constance said, Fluffy. Nancy said, when I got this dog a year ago, he was highly anxious to touch. When grooming, he nips at the brush. Literally couldn't pet him. He would be mouthing. It's been a year and he settled somewhat. Now when he's wanting your attention, he's mouthing at my feet and shoes. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's just his way of communicating?
Maybe, but that's not acceptable. So if you talk to some trainers, they'll be like, oh, that's the dog must want attention. Or the dog wants something from you. The dog's got a shoe fetish. You know, it doesn't matter. It's unwanted. That's all that matters. If you don't want it, don't stop it. But if you don't want it, use a bonker. Bonker is a rolled up towel. Say no, bonk. If you don't want to do that, a knee collar also works. No, pretty high level. You can stop that in one session, just to let you know. One session, all of 3-4 minutes. That can be stopped permanently. Next.
Sam said, thanks y'all for another downright fantastic podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh shit, it's 8:05.
Yeah, it is. We're almost done.
Okay.
Let's see. Alicia said, do you believe in fear periods?
It's not if I believe in them. It's factual.
Yeah.
Dogs go through fear.
I just think that some people use it
as an excuse.
As like a crutch.
Yeah. Almost. There's a difference between fearful behavior, which is overused, and an actual growth period of the dog. And all you have to do is just, and I think most online sources will agree on the timelines, because that's not controversial. Yeah. Next.
Lenny said, thank you. Love your content. Amazing info. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Constance said, Frenchies now sound like a Starbucks order. For example, that pup could have been a fluffy lilac Harlequin Merle with tan points carrying testable chocolate. It's ridiculous. Oh my God. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Virgin Mary said, it never gets old.
It doesn't.
How we always say, it's an honor to have you on the show. I love it.
Right. I just wonder what it's like to never have sex. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's it. That's how we're ending the show tonight. Oh, really? We're done.
All right. All right, everybody. Well, there you go. Kabam. Everybody. Like okay. Oh, shit. Oh. Watch out.
Oh, man. We're not going to be on the air Friday. This is it for the week.
I made it.
We won't see you guys till next week. We won't be able to do it Monday.
We're trying to close the show.
Sorry.
Will we be able to do Monday? We'll still be driving.
Oh, shit.
Damn. We're not going to see you guys till like next Friday.
We'll have to do a Wednesday show, maybe. We're not starting for 2 weeks.
Oh,
the
true.
So
next Wednesday will be our very last Wednesday
show. Yeah, this much crazy, yeah. Right. Angela, we have to get out of here.
Okay, so good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever the heck you are. I don't know. Bye. See you next podcast.
Good night, everyone.
We have to get AI technology to replace him. Not permanently. Not forever.
I don't want to get replaced by AI.
Just on the show.
No, I don't think that's going to be happening. I don't want any part of my life to get replaced by AI.
That's right.
All right. All right, everybody. Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.